Blog Talk Radio.
I want you to know that we are going to go on a journey of discovery together, and we are going to discover and explore this very question. Because I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, this is a challenge. Should I say yes or should I say no? Let's lean in and get into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are going to look at some things in our Shape Up series with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator. I am so excited that you have chosen to tune in to Motivational Mondays today because, you know, we're digging into certain areas so that you are more equipped on your journey to win, to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. That's the feedback that we have received from you, our global listening. We encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week, are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. In our last installment, we talked about decisions, decisions, decisions. Ooh, it was a heater, and if I do say so myself, it was definitely very rich and insightful. So if you missed it, again, I remind you that our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Well, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will be sharing with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our rich subject. Then, if time permits, we will open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we encourage you to bring those questions, make a comment around today's topic. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we want to encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. If you don't already have your pens, notepads sitting at your laptops or your desktops, if you don't have your smartphone with your notes or your iPads or your tablets, I am telling you, you want to grab it so that you can grab and capture the nuggets and jewels that will be shared with you on today for empowerment. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment. Invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email. Go old school. Send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, you get it, right? Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support in expanding our outreach. We realize we can't do it without YOU, and so we absolutely thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and the subtopic that we are on a journey of discovery around today is simple. Yes or no? Yes or no? You see, last week, we took a look at making decisions, decisions, decisions. Today, we're going to build on this issue that many struggle with. Many struggle with this area. They find it difficult, this point of view of making decisions. But we're not looking at decisions in general. We're looking very clearly at when do I say yes and when is it best served for me to say no. You know, today the question raised again is, should I say yes or should I say no? You know, some people would say and tell you, just say yes, yes, yes. Live the year of yes. Others would say, just say no. Learn how to say no. And the question raised is, how do I decide? Do I say yes? Do I say no? It's complex, Coach Adams. I'm confused. I don't know where to go. And I absolutely love that. And that's what we're going to lean into today. Because as I stated, some people would tell you, just say yes. Others would say, just say no. And the struggle is, how do I decide? How do you decide? How do we decide when is the right time to say yes and when, in essence, we should actually say no? You know, I want us to look at when it is the right time. When is it? And that's key, and that's why I'm repeating it. The question that we're looking at, we have to determine the right time to say yes or no, as I do my air quotes, right. Because in this evaluating if it's a yes or a no, many struggle with, and I deal with this often, Coach Adams, should I start the business? Others may deal with, and that's, of course, on a professional note. Others may say, should I ask her to marry me? She may say, should I say yes to the proposal? One may wonder, should I quit my job? Should I quit my job? I'm struggling. I don't know. Should I risk it all to follow and pursue my dreams? We can go on and on with the should I that lead us to this place of evaluating, do I get to a yes or do I get to a no? This challenge, again, I want to say, is one that I have experienced fairly regularly in my coaching practice. This battle of should I say yes, when to say yes, and when to say no. And for our regular listeners, you know that Coach Adams has been on her journey full-time as an entrepreneur since 2005. You may be thinking, well, why is this important, Coach Adams? Well, it's important because I want to take you back to 2005. And I want to take you back to 2005, that first year of my launch into full-time purpose and entrepreneurship. You know, of course, I was so excited. And let me tell you why I was excited. I was excited because I knew the assignment, the call on my life. And I was doing it at various levels while in a corporate setting. Every job that I took from the moment that I got the awakening, I began to refine and get closer and closer to those areas that allowed me to sharpen the skills and to grow in that specific area. But the challenge was this. I was doing different facets of it, but I wasn't living it out to the fullness. And so I became frustrated. And 2 weeks ago, we talked about frustration. And if you missed it, you definitely want to go back to our on-demand library and listen to the rich insight on frustration. And so I was feeling frustrated. And then that day came when I was praying and had been praying for 3 months, seeking God for answers, struggling with where do I go from here, feeling frustrated. I know what it is that I'm supposed to do, but I'm not doing the fullness of that. I'm doing certain aspects of it, but I'm not living it out in the fullness. And I was frustrated. And that day came when I was released from my corporate position. Oh, my gosh, no, say it's not so. Yes, I was released. Would not have been the way that I would have written the story personally, but yet I was faced with this decision. Where do I go from here? I decided I'm going to pursue purpose. Yes! I had some reserves and started on the journey, and things were going well. I felt excited and at peace because I knew that I'm finally going to have the opportunity to live life on purpose full time. This was an answer to prayer. I was dealing with the frustration around this. But as I was progressing on my journey that first year, my reserves ran out. Ooh, oh no. Houston, we're starting to have a problem. Things became very lean. They became very lean. And then I started to battle within myself. I started to battle. Do I get a job full time? Do I go back into the corporate setting? Or do I say no and continue on my journey of purpose? And I remember this tug of war that was going on at that time. Do I continue to risk it all? Or do I need to get a job? I had people speaking in my ear and, you know, they loved me and I knew they loved me and they were saying, I don't know, that whole, you know, pursuit of your entrepreneurship and ministry, that's all cute and all, but you need to get a job. So I struggled with when do I say yes and when do I say no? Do I get the job or not? Now, I have to tell you this. Up until that point, the last two positions that I held, actually it was three positions that I held, when I was in property management and real estate, I had good experience, and so it didn't take much for me to get my positions. It didn't. I remember one opportunity, I had only submitted literally, not an exaggeration, this is truth. I had submitted one resume, and I got the position. And so that was my story. I submit a resume. I'm getting called because I had stellar experience within that industry. And then here I am struggling the first year in full-time entrepreneurship. And I'm struggling with, what do I do? So I'm thinking, oh, go get a job. And I start putting my resume out, but nothing happens. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, what's going on? And I realize, maybe I'm on the wrong path. And so I said, let me continue to pursue my vision. You see, what I grew to realize in that moment was that this. The reality is this, and I want you to really lean into this. When our vision is not clear, we don't know where to go. We don't know when to say yes or when to say no. It doesn't matter if you're trying to determine starting the business, marry him or not, ask her or not, get the job, quit or not, risk it all or not. None of that matters if your vision is not clear. Because your vision gives you the clarity that you need to support you in navigating on your journey. And I remember a situation when I asked someone, you know, I said, where do I go? And so I started to seek expert counsel. And in seeking expert counsel, I started to process. And as I was processing, I got insight, and it became simpler for me to determine what to do. And because you are a leader, and I say that because I know that the mere fact that you're listening in to this hour of power tells me that you're a leader in your industry, in your area, your field, whatever that may be. You've been called to a level of leadership. I may not know exactly who you are listening in, but that I do know. Because if you weren't a leader, you wouldn't be listening to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, looking to gain insight and empowerment around working it now, working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. You just wouldn't be here. So automatically I know that you are a leader. And I remember a situation, as I was stating, when I was not an expert in, nor did I have the insight in this particular area. But because I'm a leader and I serve in different capacities, the individuals saw me leading in other areas, and they asked me to do something that I didn't have expertise in, I had no insight in, and I have to tell you, I was very flattered. Yes, I was. And so I began to struggle because it was very flattering. And you too, right where you are, when someone asks you to do something, you get flattered. You know you do. It's like, oh, they're asking me. Well, I'm thinking to myself, since they're asking me, they must think I can do it or they wouldn't ask. However, the more I thought about this particular thing, I became unsettled. And not only was I unsettled, but I didn't have peace because I didn't have a clue. It wasn't that I was afraid. It wasn't that I was intimidated to stretch out of my comfort zone. I just simply didn't have a clue. Yes. Flattering that they thought highly enough of me to ask me. But that was a circumstance where I realized I had to say no because it was not the right fit. You see, when you are trying to decide if you should say yes or if you must say no, you have to evaluate, and you have to go through some stages of to evaluate. You have to listen. You have to determine. You have to assess. And we're going to talk about each of those areas as it relates to this process of figuring out if you should say yes or if you should say no. But in order for you to do that, you have to first and foremost get clear on and determine what is driving you. You have to look at what is driving you. Is it fear? Is it pride? Is it vision? What is driving you? You see, the scenario that I just shared with you, that it was flattering. Someone asked me to do something that I had absolutely no knowledge, no insight, no expertise on. But it was very flattering. I could have gotten into a place of pride and boastful and saying, hey, well, they asked me because they know I'm all of that, and said yes and crashed and burned. But I knew of the wisdom. I knew I have to say no, and I have to say no because of this process of evaluate, listen, determine, and assess. And we're going to talk about each of those areas. We're simply building our case right now. We're building our case because right where you are, being that you are a leader or an implied leader, I know people are asking you to do things and you don't want to say no. You want to accept everything that they're asking you to do because it's flattering or because you find it difficult to say no. And you don't want to disappoint others. You see, tapping into our inward knowing of intuition is a powerful gift. And we're going to evaluate and look into that even further. I want to give you this process up front that we're going to have to take the time. Notice I said time. To listen. We have to take the time to be still, to listen to that still, small voice on the inside of us. And allow that still, small voice on the inside of us to be our guide. Because when you say yes to those things that you should say yes to, it aligns perfectly and it's the right fit. When you say yes to those things that you should not, guess what? Friction begins to happen and you begin to feel the angst of the friction because you should have said no and yet you said yes. Let's talk about individuals that are getting married. And I say this because I'm a peer counselor for my church. And so often I'm counseling individuals who are on the verge of breaking up. And or they're trying to decide, I marry this person. Either way, they're trying to determine yes or no. In some cases, they've already said yes, and they're now realizing, eek, I should have said no. And so they're trying to grow forward so that in the future, when the circumstance arises, they now have the clarity that they need in determining when is the right time to say yes. Everyone shouldn't be on a journey of living the yes. For some, it's important for you to live the yes because you have allowed fear to paralyze you. You have allowed yourself to get so in your comfort zone that you're not allowing yourself to be stretched. So yes, for you, you may need to say yes. Others of you, you've allowed pride to get the best of you. And you're saying yes to things that, in essence, you should have said no to because of pride. So you have to determine, am I in fear? Am I in a prideful place? What is driving me on my journey? Again, tapping into our inner knowing of intuition, which is a powerful gift. Truly a powerful, insightful gift. Now, whatever your vision is, in essence, your vision, hear what I'm saying, your vision should be your base of saying yes or no. Your vision should be your base of saying yes or no. Even when there is uncertainty, if your vision is clear, guess what? You are willing to stretch out of your comfort zone because your vision is clear. So often I have found when people struggle, it's because their vision is not clear. When I was asked to do this project that, again, I am not an expert in, that I truly have no insight on, I was able to, although it was flattering, and that it was, I was able to say, you know what, this does not align with my vision. So because of that, unfortunately, I'm going to have to decline. What did I say? No, can't do it. And I was at peace with that. But my vision, your vision, it has to be clear for your life, not for the person that lives next door to you, not for your coworker, not for your sister, not for your bestie. Your vision has to be clear for you. The reality is that we are trying to sell our vision all the time. People are trying, oh my gosh, so often I get people, it is just amazing how many people reach out to me and they get frustrated when I say no. it's not the right fit for me because I'm very clear on my vision. So many people will reach out to me for multi-level marketing opportunity. Now, I'm not against multi-level marketing opportunities. If it aligns with my vision, then I'm in full support. But if it doesn't, for example, I'm associated with a health organization. I'm about getting healthy, health and wellness. It's an area that I've fallen short. And so there was a connecting point of vision. So in that case, I could say yes. There's other things that, it's not about the money. Many of us are driven, and we say yes just because of the money. We have not evaluated. We have not listened. We have not determined. We have not assessed. And that is what we're going to dig into and lean into on today. Helping you to determine when is the right time to say yes and when you need to say no. And so as I was sharing with you, so often saying yes, we say yes for the wrong reasons. Like that woman, the man asked her to marry him, as I shared, counseling, peer counseling. And in the pressure point, she says yes, because like, well, he asked me, so I should say yes. But she had all kinds of red flags. We can bring that on the other side. He's debating, should I ask her? And he has red flags. And yet, I remember counseling a young lady before she got married. And I shared with her in this struggle, I gave her some key things to think about before she said yes. In essence, in retrospect, she realized she should have said no. But she didn't take the wisdom at the time. And what I'm hopeful for is that you, our global listening audience, whoever you are, wherever you are listening in, that you will tap into the wisdom of what we're sharing on today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Because again, so often we say yes for the wrong reasons, when in essence we should have said no. We find it uncomfortable to say no. We don't want to disappoint someone. We don't want to hurt people's feelings. We don't want to feel some kind of way. So we say yes. But I want us to recognize that there is power. When it's for the right reasons, when you say no, when you say no for the right reasons, when something doesn't align with your vision, when you don't have peace, when your spirit is feeling uncertainty and unsettled unrest, those are clear signs. Clear signs. So the wisdom that I, Coach Adams, have gleaned on my journey that has truly become a gauge for my decision making and when to say yes and when to say no has become somewhat simplified for me. What I evaluate is two things. Very simple. And then we're going to look at some key elements around evaluate, listen, determine, and assess. I'm saying that with intention because those are the key points that I'm hopeful will vibrate and you will take away as we lean into where we're going even further. But I want you to know, again, the wisdom that I have gleaned on my journey that has become a gauge for me in my decision-making. Do I have peace or do I have unrest? People ask me all the time, Coach Adams, how do you make the decision? in my coaching practice, I'm asked, how do you make the decision? And I simply determine, do I have peace? Do I have unrest? So the yes or no gauge should look something like, number one, you need to evaluate. You need to evaluate if whatever it is, does it align with your vision? Is it in alignment? It doesn't matter if it is a new business. It doesn't matter if it's saying yes to the proposal or asking someone. It doesn't matter if it's quitting your job or taking a risk. None of that matters. What matters is this. You have to evaluate if whatever it is aligns with your vision. Does it align with your vision? It's as simple as that. But this is the thing. This is why we struggle. Our vision is not clear. We don't have a clear vision. So if that is your situation and if that's the case for you, guess what? You have to get clear on your vision. You see, the scenario that I shared with you earlier regarding that project, the reason why I could say no and be at peace was this. It did not, simply put, it did not align with my vision. And so when I began to evaluate, I realized this doesn't align with my vision. It would support their vision, but it doesn't align with my vision. And so often we will have people ask us certain things that don't align with our vision. But we can only determine that when our vision is clear. So in this evaluating, does it align with my vision? You have to be clear on your vision and or you must get clear. Number two, the yes or no gauge. Number two, in addition to evaluate, number two, you have to listen. What am I listening for, Coach Adams? You have to listen to the still, small voice in you, that inward knowing. Because the reality is that inward knowing would either allow us to be at peace, even in uncertainty, or unrest. And if allowing yourself that space to sit and be still, to listen and be quiet, you will know if, in fact, this situation is the right fit for you and if you would say and should say yes or no, be it the business, be it the relationship, be it the job, be it taking a risk, whatever it is. Because even in taking a risk, clear of the driver, remember, we said we have to know what's driving us. Is it vision driving you? Ultimately, it should be vision driving you. So you can evaluate. You can listen. You also, number three, you must determine. Determine what, Coach Adams? You must determine how will this situation advance my vision. You see, Motivational Mondays, we're all about now achieving your goals, working your vision so you can achieve your goals and live out your dreams. When now, personally and professionally? How will I win now? I have to evaluate. How will I win now? I have to listen. How will I win now? I have to determine. How will this situation advance my vision, my goals, and my dreams. If it's advancing someone else's and not yours, guess what? You need to say no. You know, I so appreciate you approaching me about this great opportunity, and I know it's a great thing because it's associated with your vision. But, you know, in my evaluating, I've determined that it's not the right fit for me. There's so many different ways to say no without just saying no. And it's okay to just simply say no. But if you're struggling with saying no and you're trying to determine if, in fact, and how to let that person go because it doesn't align, of course, if it aligns, if you are clear inwardly, if you know that this is going to advance your vision, guess what? Then absolutely, it should be a resounding yes. But when you evaluate and you determine it doesn't align and you listen and your inward knowing goes in an opposite direction and you don't have the peace and the release that you need, then by all means, you should say no. So we're looking at when is the right time to say yes or no. And we're looking at this gauge of determining when should I say yes, when should I say no. Number one, evaluate if whatever it is aligns with your vision. But first, your vision has to be clear. Still small voice, the inward knowing on the inside. Number three, determine how will this, whatever it is, advance my vision, my goals, and my dreams. Because everything should connect and advance. Number four, assess, as we talked about earlier, do I have peace or unrest? If I'm unsettled, I have unrest. Guess what? That's probably not it. Unrest and unsettled about that business, guess what? It's probably not it. If you're feeling unrest and unsettled about the relationship, even though they may have said, will you marry me? Then guess what? That's a situation where you should say no. If you're struggling with, should I quit or not? On the job that you're on, to pursue what you perceive is the vision that you've been created for, the dream that you've been created for. If you're unsettled and you don't have peace, then now is not the time. You have peace and you are settled, not unsettled, but settled, then you must say yes. Did I take the risk? Did I risk it all, throw it all in? Again, do you have peace or unrest? What is driving you is so important. Is it fear? Is it pride? Is it vision? We have to evaluate. It is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I would love to hear your thoughts around this process of the yes or the no, and the four areas that we talked about: evaluate, listen, determine, and assess. So with that, we're coming to the lines. I want to hear from YOU. This is a time in our broadcast when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-9374. 516-9374. 453-9374. And it's simple. Hit 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You've made the decision to share this hour of empowerment with us today on Motivational Mondays. I would love to hear your thoughts. What are you taking away? Are you getting anything from this time that you are sowing into working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams? I see we have a caller. And caller, thank you for chiming in. Area code 510. Last 4 digits, 6525. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment today?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, caller.
So I really don't have a question. I kind of got more of a foundation of the direction I need to move in and start at those levels. Evaluate, listen, access, and determine, you said?
That is correct. Evaluate, listen, determine, and assess.
And what I want to speak about is the yes or no, because it's, well, let me speak for myself. What I found out today about the yes and no is it's relative, but you had the point to be at peace with it. And what happened today is I promised my sister some money to help her, but I had did my bills and I knew, you know, I would really couldn't afford it, but I gave it to her anyway. And I wanted to say no, but I felt at peace by not doing it. And then I got a $150 increase. And so it's really you have to be at peace. You can say no. Well, I can. What I found out is I could say no, but I have to really be at peace with saying no because I didn't have it. And I just told her, oh, God will give it back to me. I can't wait to give her the praise report. But it really is you have to use your intuition and your divine guidance because you might be feeling it's this, but if you're at peace, then you're with God. Okay, so thank you. That's what I wanted to say. I love this space.
Oh, you know what I love is that you and your sharing, you processed through and you got the clarity that you needed around the points that we talked about today. Because the reality is this, and I love that you spoke about God. God is not the author of confusion. And so when we are in a place of being unsettled and unrest, we are in that place of confusion. Even if you didn't have it, if God told you to do it, and that's where the driver comes in, who is driving you in that decision? If God is the driver and you don't have it in that moment, but you yield and you have peace and you say, yes, you've done the right thing, and he will give it back to you. But if you are saying yes, when you should say no from a prideful place, as an example, I don't want her to know I don't have it. So I'm going to say yes, but I know I'm really struggling. I have this unrest because God would not have you to do something that you're not at peace with and one with him. And I love what you said, the divine guidance. Yes. That's exactly what we're talking about. Caller, I so appreciate you chiming in because that divine guidance goes to what we stated in number 2, that we have to listen to the still, small voice in us, that inward knowing of God speaking to us. And so I thank you for chiming in. Great richness and truly a value add, and I thank you so much. You know, this battle of yes or no is a struggle. I am processing through it regularly. I am supporting my clients with processing through it regularly because it is a struggle. When do I say yes? When do I say no? Am I in pride? Am I in fear? Because the reality is this, that our journey requires us to stretch out of our comfort zone. And so with all of that, caller, what we just talked about, did that support you in what you needed today? Caller, your line is open.
Yes, I'm here. What it did was remind me and centered me for May, because it's the month of expectancy. And so, you know, moving that energy. It was like a confirmation.
Ah, okay. Excellent. Well, I am so happy to hear that. And again, I thank you for tuning in, and I thank you for engaging, not just tuning in, but engaging. If you will remove yourself from the host queue, how do you do that? Press 1 on your telephone keypad so that if, before we close out, there's another question or comment, we'll know that it's a new question or comment. And so what did we talk about today? You know, we talked about this process of evaluating if it's a yes or a no. Because some would say, just say yes. Many would say, you better learn how to say no. And I want to challenge us today. I wanted to challenge us that both are equally important. We have to know the balance because for some, yes, it may be, as I stated earlier, the year of the yes for them because they have stayed in their comfort zone and they haven't taken a risk and tried new things. And so this is where they are, but that's their journey. In other cases, we must learn to say no. You're a people pleaser, and you're saying yes to everything. You're feeling this unrest and this angst, and you're just about to lose your mind because you should have been saying no to those things that didn't align with your vision, and yet you're taking all of this onto your plate, and now you're feeling overwhelmed because you didn't have the release to do those things. You know, it's interesting that our caller talked about giving money. I remember speaking with an associate of mine, and they said, you know what? I love to give, and I'll often give money, and then God will quicken my heart and my spirit and say, I didn't tell you to do that. And so often, we are doing things that God did not tell us to do. And that's why this subject for me was so important, because starting businesses that God didn't tell us to start. We're marrying people that we weren't supposed to marry. Now, I'm not telling you to get a divorce, so now you're married. You're in the covenant. We're talking about pre. How do you evaluate? You're thinking, oh, well, we've been together for 5, 10, 6 years, whatever it is. It just seems natural. But there's something that prevented you from moving to that next level. Should I quit my job? I want to quit my job because my boss is getting on my last nerve. But do you have the release that you need to do that? I always tell clients in my coaching practice, you better not release yourself. You better make sure. You better go through these steps that we're talking about. Evaluate, listen, determine, assess, evaluate, listen, determine, assess. And if you want support in this process, know that I would love to be on your team. I really would. That who I am and what I do, this is my assignment. This is what I was created for. I know that with great certainty. And so know that I am committed to assisting individuals on their journey, personally and professionally, that they would grow to the next level through the powerful gift of empowerment that I have available in my coaching practice. So if you want to learn more, you can text or call 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. If you want different results, this is the reality that you must do things differently. You can't keep doing things the same way that you have done them and expect. That has been labeled as insanity. We got to break the insanity in our lives and know that, as Coach Adams is sharing with you, I'm still in process. I'm constantly walking through the steps that I'm sharing with you today, and that's why I could bring you the insight. I'm constantly evaluating, listening, determining, assessing, and I wanted to make sure that you had some clarity around how do I determine. Give me a gauge for my yes or my no. Evaluate, listen, determine, and assess. So in order for you to get different results, you have to do things differently. If you weren't able to ask a question today, I want you to know, as we wrap up today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, we can continue the dialogue through social media and our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. All are welcome, if you're not already a member, to be a part of the group. And you are welcome because, again, it's an open group. This is a way that we continue the conversation. You can ask additional questions. You can make a comment around what we've discussed today on the air live and get the conversation going for others in our social media platforms. In addition, maybe you have a thought on a particular topic that you would like to see covered and addressed here on Motivational Mondays. We would love to hear that. Or maybe you have a show thought or idea, a guest. We would love to hear that as well. At any rate, we want you to engage with us. So again, our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. You know, we so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, again, presented by Inspired Media for You. If you're interested in growing personally and professionally, remember the famous number, 310-289-2101. You may either call or text. If you're texting, simply mention Full Circle of Empowerment so we know that that is your desire to get more information. If you would like to learn more about Coach Adams, don't hesitate to visit coachadams.com, Coach Adams. And I want to make sure that you know where you go in this process of winning now, working it now, working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. It's up to Y-O-U. You are the converter. Resources and tools are available for you. You have at your base all that you need to win. The question is, will you pull the tools out of your toolbox? Will you utilize the resources that are available to you so that you can yield greater results on your journey? That is a thought that you need to process. This is Coach Adams. I thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hosted by Inspired Media for You. I coach and you win. We encourage you to set your timer and join us on next week.